I've been doing some digging, and Shane Bieber is not related to Justin Bieber, but he does embrace the last name as a joke.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Well, congratulations to not Justin Bieber for winning All-Star Game MVP last night.
It would suck to have that as your last name.
I don't think so.
You could never be the most famous person.
I think you lean into it when you go to the bar. You tell people you're related to him.
But you could never be the most famous Bieber. It's like if your last name is Trump or Winfrey. You can never be the most famous person with that name.
There are benefits from it, though. Just tell people you're related to Justin. Because they'll be like, you. Oh, well, maybe he is. I've never heard of anybody else named Bieber. Checks out to me.
Yeah, Justin's actually my uncle.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
It could be one of those weird deals where you've got, you know, there's like a sister and she's not that much older. She marries a guy that's way younger than her.
On 1340 WKGN.
You know what I mean? Like, it'd be like if my sister were to marry a 20-year-old guy. He would be my uncle. It would be weird to call him uncle, but he would be.
Your sister's husband is your brother-in-law.
That's a very good point by you.
What do you mean? Oh, when you nod your head yes, but you wanna say no, what do you mean?
Hour 3 kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour 3 brought to you by MyBookie, MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code Knoxville for a 100% bonus up to $1,000. Terms and conditions and rollovers apply. Man, a lot of money coming in on the Chiefs. That line hung at 3.5 for a while. It's all the way up to 5.5 right now. A lot of money pouring in on the Chiefs as they are playing the Chargers in Mexico tonight, over under 53. I liked the Chiefs a lot at 3.5. Maybe I shouldn't get scared off of them at 5.5. I don't know if I can make that an official play, though. I take my official plays very seriously, Cody. I don't know if you know that about me.
I'm well aware.
But I do. I don't want to lead the people wrong. Yeah, there's not really anything I like tonight in that game. Sorry, everybody. I would lean towards the Chiefs, but again, not an official play. I won't take credit for if they win either, so don't worry. I just think the Chiefs win by at least a touchdown. I won't say I told you so if they win. Just if you need a play, you might be in a hole. You might be trying to dig out. Most of the times if you're betting with a bookie or something, you have until Monday night to get even before you have to pay up on Tuesday or Wednesday. So I'm just – if you're needing something – I go Chiefs. Kind of like the Chiefs in the under, although it's terrifying taking the under in a Chiefs game. So forget I said that last part. All right, hour 3 headlines. Cody, do the news.
All right, thanks, John.
You're welcome.
College game day is heading to Ohio for the Big Ten showdown between Penn State and Ohio State.
I'm looking forward to this game.
This weekend, yeah, it's a massive game. And
have you seen the spread on this?
No.
Cam, have you seen the spread on this, Ohio State?
I have not.
Penn State game? I have not either.
I would guess,
it's
about –
what are you guessing?
I'm going to guess Ohio State probably 9.5.
I was going to guess 14.5.
14.5?
That's what I think. Let me check. Ohio State.
Yeah, you might be right.
Oh, my God.
What is
18.5.
Wow.
Woo. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
At least I feel good.
That's a lot.
At least I feel good that I wasn't way too low by, or way too high by saying 14.5. I can't imagine saying 9.5 and how I'd feel if I said that, but oof. 18.5? 18.5?
Yeah, they did lose to Minnesota. But
wow. Wowie. Yowie, wowie.
Didn't Penn State barely win this past week into like Indiana too?
They were struggling in that game, yeah.
Indiana's not a bad team.
I don't know if I consider that barely winning. I think they either won by 10 or punched in a touchdown.
They won by –
it was a three-point game. I think they punched in a touchdown at the end to win by 10.
It was – they won by 7. Indiana ended up kicking a field goal and then tried the onside.
Okay.
So
Bailey won, I guess, kind of. It wasn't like they had a last-second drive or anything, but – wow. 18.5, okay.
That's a big spread, but I wouldn't.
I would not feel good betting on Penn State.
I wouldn't either.
If I was picking one of those games, I would probably take Penn State, but it would be a terrifying thing to bet against Ohio State.
I wouldn't bet against that team. Yeah, they're pretty damn good.
It's just James Franklin always plays them close, it seems like. Do they not always play them close?
Yeah, but I don't know if they've had a team as good as this one since the Zeke team. I mean, they're stacked. I don't know, though, because they've benefited from kind of an easy schedule. They're backloaded. So maybe Penn State would be the play. Maybe this is really their first big test. They beat Wisconsin and Nebraska, but, I mean, this is probably their first test. I don't know if it'll be a test. Ohio State will probably cover. Anyway, College Game Day is headed there for the game, and this is interesting. I found this interesting. Fox's Big Noon Saturday is also going to be there for the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Game Day tried to steal the Big Ten away. Like
they tried.
Fox has invested a lot of money on covering the Big Ten and Big 12. Credit to Fox for saying, you know what, we're still going out there. We're still going to do it. And credit to ESPN for doing it too. What are they going to set up? Close to each other?
I don't know. I saw somebody tweet out like a GIF thing of it would be funny if they had like an Anchorman-style battle and had like Corso with a trident throwing it at Urban Meyer.
So you're thinking Anchorman, okay.
That would be funny to me.
I was thinking more like the DX invasion.
Yeah. That would be cool too.
When they were both like in like close to Virginia, close to the same city. And DX like took a tank over to WCW's WCW show.
I remember that.
That was pretty cool. I don't know who would be bringing the tank in this situation.
Corso. I don't know if you want to let him operate a
They
tank.
Can't do that. They're still the bigger show. It'd have to be somebody from Fox doing
it. Urban Meyer's in a tank.
Yeah. Do you watch either one of those?
I tune into Game Day usually.
Do you ever flip to the Fox channel?
Corso, no.
Cam, you ever watch the Fox pregame show?
I've heard it's better.
I saw Russell tweet that. That's the only person I've seen say that.
Maybe that's
Have you heard
it
from other people? Okay. I saw Russell say it was better. I haven't watched. I never flip over to Fox. I might tune in this week, though, because like, who am I going to give more benefit than Urban Meyer for knowing about this Ohio State team? I mean, he was just there last year, although maybe he'll be biased. I don't know.
I'd rather see Corso's headgear pick. So Corso's headgear still gets me.
The gimmick. That's what I said. Nostalgia gets me. I still flip over the channel sometimes at 11:50.
It still gets me.
Give me that head.
Excuse me.
That's what he says.
The 2020 Baseball Hall of Fame ballot is out. It was. It came out this morning from the Baseball Hall of Fame, and there are 18 newcomers, including Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter on the ballot now. Other names of note, Todd Helton, a local name of note. He's on the ballot. No Pete Rose. I'm not going to read all the names, but just know the Baseball Hall of Fame ballot is out. Anybody you're interested in particularly? Barry Bonds is on there, of course. Roger Clemens. Will they ever get in? Jason Giambi. What are some others? Yeah, Jeter, a new addition, so that's cool. Manny Ramirez. Curt Schilling, Sammy Sosa. Is there just going to be like one year where they let in Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, and Roger Clemens?
Maybe. When like no one else is on the ballot that's worth talking about?
They just do it all at once, maybe.
There's some big names though, right? Jeter.
Yeah.
Who are the other names? Jeter.
I mean, I gave a lot of names.
I know. I wasn't listening the full time.
All the steroid guys. Todd Helton. I told you Todd Helton was on there.
Okay, so Jeter's probably Jeter's by far the biggest name.
Yeah, but he probably won't get in, right? Like, aren't you going to be on there for a bit?
No. Jeter's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, whether or not he's like deserving as an actual player being a first ballot Hall of Famer, people will argue because people, you know, the metrics all say that Jeter's a little overrated.
I thought they made you wait for a couple years.
Not to the classy guys.
That's why they call it a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Not to the classy guys. The classy guys, the people who are nice to the media, that didn't cheat, didn't have any question marks. I mean, his Hall of Fame credentials are valid just for what he did in the World Series, right? For winning four championships and being the face of New York, the New York Yankees for so long. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
And he's a first ballot because, like I said, he handles himself with class, so he'll get in, first ballot.
Okay.
They don't make everybody wait. They do make some guys wait, though. Like, if you should make it, but you're not that good, sometimes they won't vote for you just so that you can't say you're a first ballot.
Like Pete Rose.
Well, no,
they've made him wait a lifetime.
Yeah.
LeBron James. Got to play in front of Kobe last night as the Lakers won their game. He said it's fantastic, just knowing what he meant to this franchise, what he meant to L.A. I grew up watching him, admiring him. It's surreal for me to have a guy like Kobe just take time out of his day. It's still special, LeBron says.
Man, the Hawks suck right now. They stink. I was worried about this West Coast road trip, so maybe I should just be happy we won one against the Nuggets. The Hawks are really shorthanded right now. The L.A. teams, the Clippers beat the Hawks 150 to 101. That was tough to watch. And then the Lakers last night just dominated the Hawks, too.
Well, that's what you expect, right? I mean, those
it
are
was,
the...
It was. But it was still not fun to watch.
It's a class of the West.
I know, but it's still not fun to watch.
That seven-game battle for L.A. is going to be something.
It'll be fun.
I hope that's what we get.
I've been high on the Lakers, but, man, Paul George looks like he is Paul George of last year before the shoulder injury when he was a top three player. He has looked awesome in his first couple of games.
Did you see what LeBron said Friday, too, about Tom Brady?
That he's like Tom Brady and they're going to keep playing.
He said we're one in the same.
Yeah.
We're going to play until we can't walk anymore.
Yep.
Isn't that special?
Yep. You got any other headlines?
Kirby Smart is apologizing for his post-game language after the Auburn game.
What'd he do? Did he have a scandal?
He said, how about those effing dogs?
Who cares?
And then he said at his press conference today that he would like to apologize. That's not indicative of who I want to be and what I stand for. You know you messed up when you get home to your wife and she's more upset than you after you won the game. She's upset about something you said. It's not what I represent. It's not the kind of behavior I want to have. I'm going to try to handle that better. It was an emotional win. I got to do a better job of that. So he apparently somebody caught him simply saying the F word, and I guess his wife gave him a nice little lashing for using the
that's how Miss Terry does saving sometimes,
using
right?
Using that dirty profanity.
I think he should be allowed to celebrate that win. That was a big road win.
You think he really got home and his wife was mad at him?
Probably. Kirby. You're representing our whole family. You can't talk like that.
Nebraska announced a 2-year extension for Scott Frost. This happened a couple days ago.
That's the actual vote of confidence. You know, when the ADs give you the vote of confidence, usually that means you're getting fired. Money talks. And they's like, hey, Scott, we know this ain't going to get turned around quickly. We believe in you here. Go out and recruit. So good for him to get that money.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if there's anything else newsworthy here. Nothing too pressing. Alabama 20-1 now. On the championship of.
Nope, not taking it.
Do you want a bracketology update?
Yeah, sure.
We're an 8 seed.
Even after beating Washington?
And Lenardi's latest bracketology.
Okay, don't like that.
We're up to an 8 seed.
Cope says you shoot the turkey's head from close range. That's why it's harder than deer hunting. The BBs of a shotgun will not go through vital organs through the thick feathers. So you have to shoot them in the head. Not to save the meat, but just to kill them. Use chokes to tighten up your pattern.
You can't even kill one with a shotgun?
That's what he said. He said it won't go through the vital organs, is what he said.
Really?
That's what he said.
So you're chunky.
You'd need a rifle. But that would mess up the meat.
I guess.
I imagine you could use a rifle if you just want to kill the turkey, though. You don't care about eating it.
You could just chase it down and strangle it with your bare hands if you're
a man.
Real serious about it.
If you're a real man, you could do that.
Cut its head off.
Tom Brady's expressing frustration with the Patriots offense.
If I'm Tom Brady, I'm really pissed that you got rid of Josh Gordon and Antonio Brown. Because if you saw the receivers I was having to throw to yesterday, Julian Edelman's it. And they're double-teaming him. And I don't have anybody else that can get open.
Frustration.
Gronk left him.
Grind him out.
Gronk left him. Brown got cut, even though Brady went out of his way to try to save Antonio Brown's job. And then Josh Gordon got cut. I don't know the story there. But Brady has a right to be frustrated because he doesn't have any receivers. And he's old. He can't do it by himself anymore.
Brady says, we are trying to figure out how to fix the problem so we can score more points.
Good idea. that's good idea.
That makes sense.
Smart. Stock Sports on Fan Run Radio. Also smart. Dragstar. Were there other any takeaways? Wait, were there any other takeaways from Saturday college football?
Find out during winners and losers.
Yeah.
2:30.
Yeah, we got some winners and losers that'll come up in then, but we kind of need a segment here, so I was going to try to step on it a little bit. We don't have to do that. Never mind. Forget the college football takeaway. Cam, play the music again. Play something different. Or the same thing. Cut the mic off. Let's come back in. Forget I said that. How much of the Missouri-Florida game did you see? Because Missouri hung around a little bit against Florida, but ultimately Florida pulled away. Missouri's offense, again, stuck in the mud to the point where Missouri's players, after the game, frustrated. The Athletic ran a piece where they had a player quoted basically like, I don't know what the bleep our problem is.
I actually watched way too much of that game.
Okay.
It was an awful game to see, but I saw most of it.
Did you come out of that feeling like Tennessee has Missouri right where they want them? Because
yes.
I was a little surprised that the spread was still 6 when it opened. Like I said, on my bookie, it's down to 5. But I was surprised they even opened up at 6 because you see two teams heading in different directions. You see Missouri kind of free-falling, shout out to Tom Petty, and you see Tennessee on the rise. I don't have a song about being on the rise. Shout out to Rihanna. Because these rude boys are getting it up. Shout out to Petey Pablo.
I rise up.
I was thinking of Raise Up. Was that Rise Up or Raise Up?
And I rise
He says Raise
up,
but what was the name of the song? Was it Petey Pablo, Raise Up? Was it Raise Up?
I don't know.
Take your shirt off, twist it like a head.
It's a woman.
Spin it like a helicopter. That's what I think of.
Who's Rise Up? And I rise
It's Raise Up. That's what I'm thinking of.
Can you tell me who sings that?
Sing the song again.
And I rise up.
I need more than that.
I don't. That's all I know.
Have you ever seen the Shazam show on Fox with Jamie Foxx where, like, you have to answer what
song
it is? You're
telling me Jamie Foxx does a show on Fox?
Yeah, about music. It's called, like, Beat Shazam or something like that.
That's wild.
Where you have to, like, see what the song is. You have to beat Shazam. You have to be able to recognize the song faster than the app designed to, you know, recognize the music. Sing more of it. Do you have another line?
That's all I got.
Well, then can we just go with Petey Pablo, Raise Up?
Bad Moon Rising.
Can we not just go with Petey Pablo, Raise Up?
I don't know that song.
You know that song.
And I'll rise
North Carolina.
I'm
going to
find this song.
Come on, Raise Up, take your shirt off, twist it around your head, spin it like a helicopter. You don't know that?
Rise Up by Andra Day. Is that what I'm thinking of?
I don't know. I've never heard of that song in my life.
You have heard the song I'm thinking of.
Never heard of Andra Day.
Hang on, I'll YouTube it.
Can't feel like that one's more popular than Raise Up by Petey Pablo, though.
When you hear what I'm saying, you'll know what I'm saying.
Cam, you know Raise Up by Petey Pablo, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
What? You say maybe?
Yeah. I'm really bad at song titles.
I just sing like North Carolina, come on and raise up, take your shirt off, twist around your head, spin like a helicopter. No?
Yeah, no. Not really.
Really?
Don't ring a bell off that.
You've heard this, haven't you?
Yeah. And what's this woman's name?
Andra Day.
Okay.
Andra Day.
Pretty
yeah,
good.
You know this song. That's a great song.
You don't. I'm kind of scared to play this one because it might. Hold on, it might have bad lyrics. Let me get the clean version.
Well, it won't be you saying it. And I don't think it's an FCC violation if it's not on purpose. I think you have to prove that it was intentional. Because we've had some idiots on here say some things before.
Let's take a chance. It says clean. Frank's Red Hot. It's got so many views.
Frank's Red Hot.
who
uses
How do you
Frank's
have an
Red
advertisement
Hot?
If you only have 25,000 views? That's not enough. Gotta wait till it gets to the chorus. Gotta come with the instrumental break. I'm gonna feel really old if not you, but if Cam doesn't know this, because he likes rap. No? Neither one of you?
It sounds...
It sounds familiar
no.
for sure. But
it sounds familiar, but I can't say I honestly know it.
They did this. It's the All City remix, I guess. You're trying to get outside of North Carolina. Like,
saying take your shirt off?
Yeah. Twist around your head like a helicopter.
The no? song I mentioned is way more popular than that.
Who am I?
Whoa.
Couldn't take a chance there.
He was going to say.
Yeah, I don't know what he was going to say.
Petey Pob's mother.
I wasn't going to take a chance there. Really, neither one of you. Neither one of you. It didn't ring a bell with any of you.
Maybe it rang a bell somewhere.
Is that more famous than Rise Up?
No. Everybody knows this song I'm talking about. Now, I didn't know the girl's name, but this has 51 million views. How many did that have?
That one has a lot of views.
I mean, this has got the Vivo tag. I mean, this is like a, you know, that's how you know it's legit when it says Vivo.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a fairly new song, so I mean, it has the Vivo tag because, I mean, it's going to have the more of the views digitally because it's when it first came out. Like,
yeah, but this is a song you hear all the time. Like, you're just walking around the mall or something, and you hear it, you know?
I mean, it was such a big song, they had to do a remix for the whole city.
What are we talking about?
I was trying to talk about how Missouri was on the downslide and Tennessee was on the rise up. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's where I was going with that.
Missouri's on the landslide.
I went with Free Fallin' because I like Tom Petty, but either way.
I like Stevie Nicks.
She's great.
She liked Tom Petty.
They liked each other a lot.
Very much.
But now I'm just kind of dumbfounded and feeling really vulnerable and old, and no one even tweeted in like, oh, like had my back on that. Like, oh, yeah, and then we love Raise Up. No one even did that.
Now they're going to because you're saying that?
No, they're going to be like, no. Better. No, they're going to say you're an idiot.
No, they're not going
to
say
people
that.
People don't come to my defense. They come to your defense.
That's not true.
People
that's
like
just
burying
you,
me.
That's something
people
you
like
say,
burying me any chance they get.
That's something you say so that they'll come to your defense more.
I'm not asking for any defense. I'm not asking for it.
I'm just saying, I just
and
know
Cam,
the song.
And Cam, I wasn't trying to put you like, oh, black kid here, he's got to know the rap song. That wasn't what I was doing, Cam.
I don't think we took it that way.
I just didn't want it to come across that way. Well, I wasn't surprised you didn't know it, but I thought somebody like rap would know it.
He's bound to know it more than I am because he likes rap. That's how we all took it.
Trey!
Trey's not going to know.
Trey's going to say he knows
of all
regardless.
People,
Trey!
Trey's not going to know.
Trey! Do you know Raise Up by Petey Pablo?
Yeah, I love that.
Trey! How's it go? I don't remember. You don't remember? Russell, you? Anybody? You guys don't remember taking your shirt off and twisting it around a head like a helicopter? Really?
You're saying Trey used to take his shirt off and twist it around his head like a helicopter?
I don't know.
Imagine Trey doing that.
Forget I said it, man.
It's fine. It's a song. Not everybody knows it. It's not that. I mean, it's not
I
a big deal.
I was making a good reference. Some references are my thing.
Ask
that's
Russell.
My thing.
Does Russell know it?
Russell! Russell wasn't listening to this.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You were in a song about North Carolina and taking your shirt off like a head and twisting it around like a helicopter?
Thought it was Master P.
Thought it was Master P, okay. Maybe he has something like that, too. But
myself, yeah.
No, it's not dating yourself. I mean, that's take your shirt off and twist it around a head.
People
like
can
it.
Hear
this. It's from 2001, so I mean, this is 18 years ago, so it's not really dating yourself. I mean, Master P is sort of kind of in the same thing. Trey's kind of got it over there, yeah, a little bit.
Nobody knows. All right. I bet Bear will know when he gets here.
Bear will say he knows.
Bear will, yeah, he'll definitely.
He's listening as he's driving in, so Bear will be ready to go whenever he gets here.
He will definitely tell you he knew the song.
Just forget it. All right, I'm 0 for 4 here. All right. References are supposed to be my thing. Supposed to be able to paint the picture for you people.
Sometimes you miss.
Sometimes you miss.
You take a lot of shots, you know. So, I mean, you're bound
you
to
can't
miss.
Shoot 100%.
No, nobody did. Michael Jordan missed, what was the quote? He missed 100% of the shots he took.
I think that was Wayne Gretzky that said that, but we give Michael Jordan the credit for it.
He said something else. He said, you miss.
He said, give me 1,000 on the money line, please.
He was at the dice table.
Can I please get the green chips, please?
He said something about, in my career, I've taken over 1,000 shots or something, and I've missed.
I don't.
Or I've missed over 1,000 shots.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
He tried to steal Wayne Gretzky's quote.
Similar.
Well, there was our Tennessee-Missouri conversation today.
Good talk. Yeah. Missouri, they've only scored 13 points the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, they stink.
They don't score touchdowns.
Yeah, they don't.
They're awful.
And I feel good about our defense going there.
We're going to whip their ass.
Two teams head in opposite directions. One team is, you know, coming off of a bye week. The other's coming off of losses.
Yeah, I do not feel bad about the Missouri game. Well, first of all, I feel no pressure because I know.
Ooh, I feel pressure.
I know we're going to beat Vandy.
I feel pressure.
Oh, you think it's worse now because we know Mizzou's not good?
I think this will be viewed as a bad loss if they lose it.
not like a, hey, I'm out on Jeremy Pruitt loss, but it'll be like, man, we had it right in front of us to finish 7-5.
Yeah, well, at this point, it does feel like you got to be 7-5 and not 6-6.
Yeah, again, not like a ultimate pressure game in that situation, but it's a game, better win. All right, winners and losers of the weekend coming up next. Appreciate Chris, Eric, Jay, Jay Squirm, and Chris for all tweeting in support and putting down the, my dorks that I work with. I work with a bunch of dorks outside of Cam and Cody.
Who tweeted in support?
Chris, Eric, Jay, Jay Squirm, and Chris.
Jay Squirm.
Jay Squirm.
That's who you're associated. That's the company you're going to keep. Huh?
Chris, Jay Squirm, Jay, Eric, and Chris. Two Chris's.
Two guys named Chris.
Two guys named Chris.
You're telling me five total people tweeted you support for that?
Yes, and I appreciate it.
I don't believe you.
You could. I mean, I'm not lying about it. I'll read them. Dude, I loved P.
It's fine.
Had that CD. Raise Up. Used to jam it. Eric says, I still blast Raise Up. Jay says, your station is letting you down. That song was huge. My boy Jay Squirm says, all these guys are idiots. I don't know how they don't know this song.
Idiots, but your name is Jay Squirm.
So I don't know if the dot, 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 dot is him just having my back, and he's just saying it, and like, dot, 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 I don't know it either. Or he's like, no, actually, these guys are idiots. And then Chris says, was stunned no one had heard it. So like, those are real tweets. I didn't write them myself.
Okay.
I appreciate the support.
Okay.
Nice to have the score even.
Take it easy.
Take it easy. It's 2:30. It's Monday. Let's play some winners and losers of the weekend. Cam, hit the music.
Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners play an hour and 40 minutes at Neyland Stadium, and I got friends in low places. And
all right, just shut up. All right, winners and losers. Winners and losers. All right, hit me with your winners of the weekend. CM, who won the weekend?
I really thought that whole deal would be over with after a day or two.
Told you. CM McClure is stuck.
It's enough. Okay?
I like it.
It's tired. It's old. The audience is tired of hearing it. I know they are.
No, the audience loves it.
Many have told me.
Either bring back Dave, find Dave and bring him back, or you're CM McClure.
Dave always has a good weekend. Yes. All right, now my number three winner, I'm going to go with the Falcons. Shout out to Cam and the Atlanta Falcons.
Too little, too late, but it is fun to see them spoil their division opponents.
They can still go 9-7,
don't
right?
Don't at me if your team has lost a division game.
Can still go 9-7?
They're going to go 9-7, 6-0 in the division, and miss the playoffs.
Would they miss?
And then give Dan Quinn a big extension.
Yeah, 9-7 won't be good
enough.
We
believe in you, Dan. You turned it around. Although it is nice to see their team play for their coach. Like, Julio gave that speech. They lost a couple games after that, but it seems like they've rallied around him now.
No touchdowns in 10 straight quarters.
They are the best defense in the NFL right now.
They dominated Carolina. That was a good win.
Yeah, I'm really sick when I see the Titans losing to Carolina and Denver. Like, what are we doing? Carolina and Denver.
Got shut out by Denver.
Now, at least that was the end of the Marcus Mariota era, so we'll see.
You had to sacrifice a shutout to end the whole thing. Number two winner for me, Kyle Busch, wins the NASCAR championship this weekend. So I wouldn't clap for him. He's a real jerk.
Okay, I'll take it back.
I won't say too much about this because Cam will have more information, obviously, but he's my number two winner. And then number one, after the weekend, you got to come out looking at the Ravens as just massive winners. Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. They're the best team in the NFL right now, today.
Number three for me, I went with some forgotten quarterbacks. Joe Burrow, Tua. How about Jalen Hurts and Trevor Lawrence? Both those guys balled out this weekend. And I don't know if you want to check the front of ESPN's college football section, Cody, but it says Clemson, looking like a national championship team. You left them for dead too quick. Trevor Lawrence, 21 of 27, 272 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. You are going to rue the day that you bash Trevor Lawrence as he goes and wins another national championship.
They're going to rue the day thinking they want a piece of Ohio State.
They might. Everyone might do that. Do you think Urban Meyer's like, what the hell was I thinking? Like, why did I retire? Why did I do this?
Yes. Weird timing for Urban. But good for Ryan Day, huh?
And Jalen Hurts, 114 yards on the ground. 297 in the air, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception without his best weapon, C.D. Lamb. That was a big-time performance by Jalen Hurts. They were down 28-3 and came back and won.
And Dwayne Wade tweeted at him.
So which I imagine is pretty cool for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, he said that's love coming from a legend. Jalen Hurts said that's not what Dwayne Wade said. But
my second biggest winner of the weekend, the Georgia Bulldogs. They were able to win a game on the road that they needed to win in order to control their own destiny. I hate Georgia. I hope they fell. But that was a big win for them. They almost had a chance to blow a 21-0 lead, but they didn't. They made the stop when they had to. And like I said, they control their own destiny. Got to beat Texas A&M, then got to find a way to beat LSU. But as of now, they're still going to be in that top four, and Kirby Smart can avoid the Mark Richt comparisons for another week. I agree with you, Cody, on number one. I thought the Baltimore Ravens made a statement. I have yet to buy into them fully, but I'm really, really close right now. Marcus Peters has made that defense a lot better. Lamar Jackson doing his thing. That's a good team that can win and beat anybody in Baltimore. The question is, will they be able to play at home in the playoffs? They needed that game to keep pace. Appreciate them beating the Texans as well, because my Titans are only a game back in the AFC South right now. Feeling good about that.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens, number one winner of the weekend. Give me your losers.
Losers for me, number three, Minnesota. We talked about it on Friday. A little worried about Minnesota going on the road to play Iowa, coming off that emotional win over Penn State, and they did exactly what we had thought they might do. They blew it.
Yeah, but do you remember how I said that game was going to go? I don't know if you remember. I said they were going to hang around and have a chance to storm back late and win it. That's kind of what happened, except they missed the extra point to cut it to 3, and I feel bad for anyone who bet on them +3 or +3.5 because you lost on an extra point.
They lost by 4.
In college, yeah. They scored a touchdown with 4 minutes left. Should have got you the cover. Then you missed the extra point. That was bad.
Yep. So all that talk about Minnesota in the playoff, which I thought was hilarious, is now over with.
Yeah, but I thought they showed well, though. That was a game they were supposed to lose. They fought valiantly. It wasn't like they got exposed and embarrassed.
No, I mean, they're a good team.
They don't control their destiny anymore, yeah.
They're a good team.
Or do they? Could they beat Wisconsin and Ohio State and get back in? Maybe.
If they were to do both those things, yeah. I mean, if they win the Big Ten, sure.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe they still control their own destiny. I don't know.
I don't think
it'll
happen.
Especially with Tua being out. I mean, I'm just saying, like, this loss was bad, but I don't know how far they'll drop.
I mean, if they were to beat Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship, wouldn't you have to put them in over Ohio State?
If they'd have won that game, though, would they have not clinched the division? They would have clinched that division, right?
I don't know. So they still got the game against Wisconsin.
Yeah, so Wisconsin could beat them.
What is that, the Paul Bunyan game?
I don't know, man.
They played for one of those old school trophies.
It's been a long time since I played NCAA football.
That's kind of a cool rivalry.
It is.
It's like one of they play for some old something, an axe or something. I don't know.
So, yeah, Wisconsin goes to Minnesota at the end of the season. That'll be for that division championship. So, but also, like, yeah, if Minnesota wins out, they still probably control their own destiny. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, they play for the Paul Bunyan axe.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. They call it the trophy, but it's like an axe. So, yeah, Minnesota, my number three loser. My number two loser, Baylor. They blew a 28-3 lead, which had the Falcons Twitter account making fun of themselves on Saturday night, tweeting out like the emoji of the guy with his head in his hands, you know. It's like, oh God, not this again. Mm-hmm. So Baylor blew 28-3 lead. Oklahoma storms back and wins, but Baylor, that's tough. And it was the biggest comeback in Oklahoma school history too, down 25. But that sucks for Baylor, who thought they might have a shot at the playoff. I mean, they were undefeated, so they, you know, they had a shot. But now what we're starting to see is our blue bloods are starting to thin out our weak. You know, you always have these Baylors, Minnesotas.
Can Baylor still get in?
No, they're done.
If they avenge that loss in the Big Ten Championship, Big 12 Championship,
do they
have a chance? No,
they're done. It'll be either
because they clinched the spot because Texas lost. So Baylor still plays. Who they got? They got Texas and at Kansas. Probably not enough to get in, but they will get a rematch, a shot again at Oklahoma, most likely.
It's going to be Oregon or Georgia if Georgia's to beat LSU.
Could
or
be Oklahoma.
Bama with an outside shot, maybe.
Could be Oklahoma still.
It won't be Baylor. Won't be Minnesota.
Okay. I mean, I don't think those teams are winning either. Was that your number one?
No, that was my number two. My number one loser is Nick Saban and Tua. Yeah. Tua, not because of any fault of his own, but just because he's going to lose all that money.
Yep.
And Saban for having him in there.
Yep.
I mean, that's just no way to defend that.
We've been locked in lately, seeing things the same way. I'm the same way. My number three is anyone who bet on the Arizona Cardinals. That game was hovering around the 10-point line, even got down to 9.5 some places, but you might have had a live bet, you might have had a halftime bet, anything of that nature. It all got wiped out. At best, you got a push in that game as San Francisco scored a touchdown on one of those lateral plays. Gone wrong. The ball got thrown back in the end zone by Arizona's lineman. Ball probably should have been dead. They didn't blow it dead. San Francisco scored as time expired to win by 10. I feel bad for anyone who bet on the Cardinals. You led that game for all 60 minutes, yet somehow didn't get to cash your ticket. That's a terrible feeling. You're my third biggest loser of the weekend. I go number two, Tua. Maybe I should have made him number one, but Tua, like you said, lost a lot of money. I should put Nick Saban on there, but the grand scheme of things, Saban's not going to lose anything, except maybe this year's chance of winning a national championship, because there's a lot of people trying to defend Nick Saban.
I feel like he's looked at, though, as more of a villain coming out of this
weekend.
Yeah,
no, he should. He should. He always kind of has to some of us, but like I said, maybe it might hurt them in recruiting, so you could probably throw him on there. But Tua is the one actually losing money. Nick Saban's salary is still going to be the same.
Yeah.
He's not going to lose. He might lose a little sleep over it, but he's not going to lose any money over it.
He said he's been very emotional about it.
I wonder if his brother's going to transfer. If I'm Tua's dad, I'm like, hey, we're getting out of here.
Take Talia to Knoxville. Nah, we're good. We got quarterbacks.
Yeah, we got quarterbacks. We got more quarterbacks than we know what to do with.
We don't need a Tagovailoa.
Number one, Baylor. You had a chance for the biggest win. I don't want to say in school history because I don't know their history, but
it had to be.
I can't imagine they would have had a bigger one than that.
Well, they were in some big games under Art Briles.
Yeah, but they didn't win them, did they? They lost to TCU in that big game.
Right, but they were big.
They lost it, though,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, I guess. So as far as wins, yeah, probably. They beat Oklahoma, though, didn't they?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's the first time game day had been there in a long time, so they didn't get the game day treatment in those games, did they?
I don't remember.
Feels bad for Matt Rhule, but you gag a 28-3 lead. Like, that's a choke job. You got to find a way to manufacture some first downs, kill some clock. You didn't do it, and you lost. Baylor, my biggest loser of the weekend. Last call on the other side. Rock with us. Let's talk sports, powered by Lloyd's Electric. Lloyd's Electric. Last call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. I picked me up a bottle this weekend. I didn't break into it. Thought I was going to drink some on Friday. Didn't. Just sat there and watched TV all by myself, doing nothing. Good bottle of vodka just unopened in my fridge. Actually, not in my fridge. It's in my liquor cabinet.
I feel like you should have gotten drunk.
I just didn't feel like it.
You had a whole bottle of Volunteer Vodka and you were alone?
I had a whole bottle of Volunteer Vodka, a 12-pack of Truly. I was going to rotate. I was going to mix them together and just have myself a great night. They're both just unopened, both the Truly and the Volunteer Vodka. Truly sad.
Now people know you got an unopened bottle of vodka in your house.
I think someone's going to go break into it?
They could.
Like, the vodka is that good, but please don't break into my house. I have an alarm system. And I have one of those ring things on my door that I get notifications if people go to my doorstep. Get a lot of videos of Frank barking at the mailman. That's what I get.
Well, now you just told everybody your defense system, and now they know how to get in.
What are they going to do? Go cut my security system? If you cut the security system, it goes off.
I won't get into it, bro.
You got a security system.
Yeah, don't break into my house unless you want to go to jail.
All right, let's
play some Pump the Brakes and keep rolling. Cody, you want to go first or second?
I can go first.
I'll go first. Okay. Tennessee's new bowl projection. Now give it to me. ESPN, both writers who do the bowl projections, have Tennessee going to the Gator Bowl to play Iowa.
Oh, God.
A rematch.
I don't want to play them again.
Even if you beat them?
No. I've had enough.
Okay. Moving on.
Give me your turn. Indiana.
Okay. Your turn.
I'd like to play Minnesota. That's what I really want. Nah, I'm good. Ah, could we beat them? Nah, we probably wouldn't beat them. Do you know they used to play for a slab of bacon in that Wisconsin rivalry?
Did the players get to actually eat it? Or is that considered an impermissible benefit?
I don't know. They've been playing since 1890. That's the oldest rivalry in football.
Really?
128 meetings.
That's the oldest rivalry in football?
That could be on College Game Day.
More than like...
they've been playing since 1890. Do you know that, Kirk?
Are you going to be Bear's friend? You going to sit there next to Bear?
No. I would be on the main set.
Okay.
As an expert. Not their goofy side piece.
Bear's the smartest one on the show.
Nah.
I think he's the only one actually doing research.
Nah, I don't know.
Corso, you got a story?
You know, Corso does a lot. Yeah, well, is yours over?
Yeah, I just wanted to give you the ball projection.
Okay.
Do you need me to, like, go into
Why do we
more?
Always play somebody from that division? Why can't we play, like, Michigan State?
We maybe can.
Nah, they probably won't make a bowl, will they?
No, they're not. They're 4-6 after getting shellacked by Harbaugh.
Yeah. All right, I got a birthday update that is very important to a lot of people worldwide.
Yep.
Mickey Mouse turns 91 today. In 1933, Walt Disney admitted that Mickey and Minnie are indeed married, so Minnie is also 91 today.
They're born on the same
today,
day?
Today, November 18th. I guess so. I guess they're twins and they're married.
My parents are born on the same day.
Your parents are?
Yeah, really? And their dads were
same
born
year
on the
and everything?
Same day. Different year, but okay. It's like a 1 year difference, but same day.
I bet they do some freaky stuff on their birthday.
Thanks for that.
Had to take it there, huh? Had to take it there, didn't you?
I bet they do some freaky things on their birthday.
So Mickey Mouse is 90.
Sure? Minnie wasn't created the same time Mickey was, right? Was it Mickey by a standalone for a while?
I don't know, but it said...
I feel like they introduced Minnie later.
It said Mickey and Minnie Mouse both turned 91 today.
Oh, okay. No,
this is
not
coming from
the
Clinton News Network.
Why did they not launch Disney Plus today?
They on not Mickey have Mouse's
like,
birthday?
Could they not have waited like a week? Like it just launched like last Tuesday or something, right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they have just waited until the birthday? It was a Monday.
I don't know.
You could have done all your Monday Night Football. You could have made all about Disney Plus and launched. Seems weird. Seems like they could have waited.
Reminds me of an old George Carlin bit about Mickey Mouse.
What is it?
If you know, you know. It's just that I can't repeat it because of the profanity. But he said basically no one takes us seriously because we announced the birthday of an imaginary rodent as a news story. So that's why. That's the main reason I announced it.
Veterinarian college has to apologize.
Pump your brakes, kid.
After vegans have an outcry over use of sheep in naked calendar.
What?
The principal of the Royal Veterinarian College has apologized after vegan activists complained about a naked calendar featuring an image of several students posing with sheep.
Were the students nude?
The photo featured 7 male final year students standing holding live sheep in front of them. The technique they use to handle the animals is called tipping, a standard handling mechanism in animal husbandry. I don't know. What is this?
What were they doing with the sheep?
The technique allows vets to examine areas of sheep, such as their feet, that are not accessible while the animals are standing. Oh, no.
Why were the men nude? I have many questions about this story.
The photo was deeply disturbing, says the Veterinarian Vegan Network. Some of the students received comments that were obscene, threatening, and illegal.
Is this like a bestiality thing?
I don't know. The principal, I'm trying to read. The principal apologized to those offended, but said that there was no place for harassment or threats directed at students. And it's with a rather heavy heart that I pen this note to a rather wider readership that I might have anticipated for a number of years.
This is the longest story with no details I've ever heard.
I'm working on it, bro. You know how these new age bloggers
are. I'm not blaming you.
The RVC student body in the final year produced a calendar, a proportion of which proceeds go to charities. No student is being blamed. Oh, my God. Can you just tell me what happened? Can you show me the picture?
I'll Google it. Men
were they? Was it looking like they were having sex with the sheep? Is that what's happening here? Could someone tell me?
Sheep.
It got through the whole story. Where to go, Guardian? Where to go, theguardian.com?
Can I Google men pose nude with sheep?
Students posing naked with sheep. Students posing naked with sheep.
You going to images or web search?
I'm looking for a different website. No, the independent. Let me see the images.
Independent.
Oh, here it is. I found it.
The image?
Yeah. They are standing naked behind the sheep, holding them from behind with the sheep sitting down in front of them. And
Oh, is it a black and white photo?
Yeah, it appears that the sheep's the back of their heads are covering up the people's private parts.
Oh, that is kind of graphic.
I don't know. It's like I said. They said it's the standard way to check sheep when you check them. I mean, it does look weird.
Well, why are they naked?
Yeah, that's the part I don't understand.
That's the biggest question of the story.
They said it was a nude photo. Maybe they do tasteful things in the nude.
They do like a tasteful nude calendar?
It is weird when you realize that these students have sheep's heads like on their crotch. That's naked.
I mean, they're behind them. The sheep are looking at the camera too. So at
I
got to
be honest,
not...
the picture looks better than I thought it would. When I hear naked students, sheep, I was expecting worse, I guess.
Well, at least all the sheep are looking at the camera, except yeah. for the one on the far right.
He's got his head turned to the right.
He looks like he's trying to go in.
I was going to say, he looks like he's trying to get away. He looks like he's being held against
his will.
He's a
little bit realizing what's going on.
Yeah,
so
he's like, I don't want my face being shown in this picture. I'm turning away. I don't want my baby sheep to see this.
I do feel like this is non-consensual with sheep.
There's another one of them down here where they got another sheep naked. They're standing there naked again.
I kind of understand the vegan complaints. Normally, I would rule against the vegans.
I'm more worried about the students having to pose nude. Like,
they probably didn't have to.
With their bros. It just seems weird.
You know how college guys are, they?
Yeah, they also got a...
Bro, let's get naked.
Hold on, this one's got a... All right. This one's got a female edition. They don't have animals, though. They're standing behind gates. And the planks
There's
are,
a female edition?
Yeah, and the
Where's that at?
And the planks are strategically placed. Here they are, horses. I don't like this one. I've seen too many movies with horses. I don't need to see... I don't like what's going on here.
I'm going to have to look into that after the show.
Drives up next.